We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
Welcome to the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hom Kombucha. It's feel-good, taste-good kombucha, packed with probiotics and boosted with B12 vitamins. Brewed in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. Here are your hosts, Mike Parker and John Warren.
Hey, Beaver Nation, welcome into this week's edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. Mike Parker and John Warren. And our special guest, Vice President and Director of Athletics, Scott Barnes, brought to you by Hom Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend for Beaver Nation. Fizzy, delicious, made with antioxidants, probiotics, and all organic ingredients, Hom Kombucha. Scott, thank you for taking time for us in a very real sense for all of Beaver Nation on this platform via the podcast to just kind of get us up to date. What's going on in your world? Thank you for taking time. It's a day-by-day thing, isn't it, Scott, for you, for your staff, for everybody. So what's going on today?
Well, it absolutely is. My first just hope Beaver Nation is safe and practicing social distancing and that you guys, your families are all well. Loved ones across Beaver Nation are doing well. This is an incredibly dynamic, ever-changing, ever-evolving situation. Our athletic directors of the Pac-12, we have daily calls to update each other on our campus issues. In addition to that, looking at things from the national level and certainly the Pac-12 level and locally. So it seems like things are changing by the day. Currently, we are in spring break, so many of our student athletes have gone home. In terms of their returning, I just communicated with all of them yesterday via email and really encouraging them, if they can, to stay home at this point. The resources on our campus are so limited right now, Mike and John, that, it would be very different in them coming back. And I don't think their expectations for what is actually here and available meet reality. And so, it's something we're all grappling with. You know, we're not alone in this. And so it's really helpful to be able to talk to my colleagues around the Pac-12 and beyond about what they're dealing with, how they're dealing with it, sharing information as we go.
Scott, are you past you being you and other athletic directors and the OSU sports department? Are you past triage or and into thinking longer term, or are you still dealing with the immediate aftermath of the decision that was made about 10 days ago?
Yeah, I think it's both. And let me add one more. And that's, look, we've got our normal everyday business to deal with as well. So not only, and I think what happens, John, is the triage comes in the next stage. So, you know, we got through the decisions around canceling spring sports competition. And then now you've got spring break. Many of us coming back from spring break, we're all dealing with how to deliver services remotely to those, many of the student athletes who will stay home, both academically and in their sport. And we're trying to align ourselves, particularly the Autonomy 5, around doing it all consistently so that we have sort of an equitable playing field in that regard. So it just seems like once you get through the last wave of triage, the next wave comes. And, you know, we can't forget about dealing with the things we're supposed to be dealing with anyway. And obviously this jumps to the head of the priority list, but we've got to continue to keep this train moving.
Scott, is there a wide range of approaches amongst your colleagues in the Pac-12 as you confer with one another? Are you finding some in your chair and other schools are doing things quite a bit differently, or are we all kind of moving in on a consensus as this is the best way to go forward?
Mike, I think what's happened is that if you were to have asked me that question a week ago, I would tell you that it was wide-ranging. Mm-hmm. But as we've gone along, I think we've become more in alignment. And, you know, a lot of the differences have to do with whether you're a semester or quarter school, mm-hmm. When your spring break is, have you had spring football practice or not, the unique circumstances that you may be dealing with. Oh, and by the way, let me not forget what your local health authorities are saying. And so much of what you do is driven by that. So earlier it was, I think, all over the map. And now I think we're in a line as best we can and trying to get in alignment even more, not only the Pac-12, but the A5, the Autonomy 5 nationally on issues like remote teaching, coaching remotely, what we're doing in terms of supplying equipment, to student athletes who are away. There's a long list of things, but I think we're getting more and more in alignment with each other as this goes on.
Scott Barnes, our guest here on this week's podcast at OSUBeavers.com. We really appreciate you taking time out for us today, Scott. What about, similar to what we do in the radio business and newspapers and others, are you having to deal with sponsorships and how to deal with the loss of the opportunity where they may have sponsored a season on the outfield fence or anything like that? How much is that involved in your day-to-day dealings?
Well, it's something we're all trying to get our arms around, and that's the sort of the economic impact that this issue will have in intercollegiate athletics, and that happens at the national level with the NCAA distribution. Many of you have read that distribution could fall, as short as 70% of what it would normally be. Pac-12 and, down to your point, sponsorship, television obligations that haven't been met and other things, what will that look like in terms of a diminished revenue stream? And then locally, we didn't play baseball. And there's a big number there. And although almost all of our fans have taken a credit, the credit road for next season, that's still real dollars to our budget. So all three of those levels are going to have a significant impact on all of us moving forward.
And Scott, I would think yes, but maybe if you could help us with this a little bit, having to have amongst your staff at Oregon State the difficult conversations about projecting how, worst case scenario, how long this may last, how long you can, in a sense, quote, stay afloat or keep operating full, with a full staff and so on? I mean, are you at the point of having to deal with those kinds of questions right now?
You know, it's a fair question, Mike, and we're just at the beginnings of really understanding, and literally in the next two or three days, we'll have additional conference calls at the NCAA level, at the Pac-12 level, to help inform us as to what the ultimate revenue decline will be. And from that, taking into consideration there are some mitigating factors. We aren't traveling, we aren't recruiting, our team isn't traveling. Looking at the net challenge here, and then from that, developing a long-term plan. And look, we don't want to talk about it. How long will this go? I tend to, you know, view the world a little more through rose-colored glasses and think that we'll be playing a full football season. But as an example, you know, our look-in dates that we have and one coming up in May, just to see where we all sit on. Originally, it was planned to see where we sat on spring sports. Mm-hmm. That has gone by the wayside, and that look-in will be all about what's happening with football. Right now, what we're doing is we've put a committee together that's represented by each of our member institutions to really deal with the football issue. You know, you are in one of three spots. You either got some football spring ball in like we did, you got none in, or you got it all in. But what are the implications of that and not having any activity in the spring? Does that mean a summer session, elongated fall, a little bit of both? Is there any hope for any spring activity? Not likely. All those things are being studied and will be reviewed as we move forward. But it's all fluid enough, Mike, that we don't have any final decisions on any of that.
Okay.
Vice President, Director of Athletics, Scott Barnes, joining us here on this week's edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. Do high-level sports figures in other sports, whether it be professional-level, Scott, or collegiately, Mark Emmert, maybe, with the NCAA or Pac-12 officials or yourself, do they get inside information before the rest of the public on where things are in a situation like this? Or is everybody in the dark until it's released to the general public from Washington, let's say?
Well, I think there's two levels. You know, we're all waiting for the federal government, our local authorities, to give us the updates on, you know, whether, you know, what our governor is telling us, what they're saying nationally. And then aside from that, we're reacting to that. And what we craft in those reactions start at the our level and ultimately are pushed out to the public in terms of taking that information and then responding to it as it relates to our enterprise, right? And so, yeah, those pushouts are seen a little bit later. But in terms of actual medical information coming, I mean, we're all getting it at the same time.
Yeah, and then a follow up to that, I've seen some ideas on Twitter, which, you know, can be ridiculous, but this one seems not bad. And it was someone putting out there that if football coaches, especially, you know, Saban and others, heavy hitters, football coaches from around the area, did PSAs saying, stay at home, people would stay at home if they were shown in their empty stadium saying, if we don't stay home, there won't be a football season. I mean, it, you know, it's tongue in cheek, but it's actually not a bad idea. Have you heard any ideas like that floating around, or what do you know?
Yeah, and you're seeing some of that, John, and we'll be doing some of that today. You know, anything we do to assist in flattening this out, we want to do. And so any chance we get, we're talking about social, you know, the social distancing and all those things, trying to do all our part. But to your point, having those leaders that can speak to that, to our fan bases, to our communities, and the nation, the more the better.
Last few things with Scott Barnes on this week's edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. Dr. Doug Aukerman and his staff, I'm grateful to have somebody such as Dr. Aukerman. And I'm wondering your thoughts, Scott, about the leadership you've seen from him, from the staff within that incredibly important field, 365 days a year, 24/7. We understand, I think, that how important that is. But in this time, What have you seen emerging from Dr. Aukerman and his staff to help all of us navigate this?
Well, absolutely. To have, you know, he sits on our executive team, and to have him working closely with myself and some of our other associate ADs around this issue has been really helpful. And yes, he does have his ear to the ground a little bit more, and is keeping us informed on what might be coming down the pike. And it's been very helpful. As you can imagine, we're talking multiple times a day as it relates to delivering services to student athletes, education, communication, all the above. And there's so many aspects of this coming together into one piece. But to have somebody that's an expert in the field right here with us has been awesome, as has the work of my other staff members who have been grinding away to help us navigate this.
Yeah, I've been hearing you guys are busier than ever dealing with all of these unprecedented kinds of questions that have never really come across your desk ever before in any capacity. So we appreciate all the hard work that's going on in Oregon State Athletics. With respect to life going on and business as usual, you have season end evaluations with all coaches at the end of all seasons. And so the abrupt end, I don't know if that's accelerated that, but when I think about the end of winter sports in basketball in particular, the momentum in both programs, head coach Scott Barnes, the head of the head coaches, was tremendous. Scott Ruick preparing, was it your sense that you were probably going to host? And perhaps on the men's side, the tournament wasn't over. They were thinking about going on a deep run and getting to the big dance perhaps, but the NIT looked solid. So what are your thoughts about those two, big sports at Oregon State ending prematurely, but what you thought of the seasons they were having and had?
Yeah, first, our heart goes out to our student athletes. The proverbial rug got pulled out from under them, and both those programs, to your point, were on a roll, and we were so looking forward to seeing how that would play out for both those programs, and so it was fun to see them end on a high note. As you can imagine, what we're doing in terms of year end and whatnot, we're prioritizing all that we're doing in the land of COVID-19, mm-hmm. While we're keeping longer term projects and other things going. And I started conference calls at 7:30, and I'll end tonight at about 6:30 tonight straight. Yeah. And that's how we're doing business now. And so we've got to, what's really important now, so that we can take care of this pressing issue we're facing, is to make sure we're prioritizing what we're doing. And so some things will come later than sooner. And right now, our focus is our student athletes and getting them set and ready for a long spell at home, and or those that come back, facilitating their needs. It's not just about the athletic side. It's about delivering academic support to them online as well. And we're spending a lot of time there, and that's really where we should be spending it right now.
Yeah, when these types of things happen, which it's never happened before, but still, when the shuffling of priorities has to happen. So my next question is about wrestling. Where does that fall? Because right before this whole thing went down, you made a change, and I know that there's a process you have to go through to make that replacement. So where are you on in that regard?
Yeah, and it goes back to the needs of the student athletes, and not having a head coach, not having a leader, particularly in a time like this, is a real issue. And so we've continued to move that forward, albeit online, and we likely will be offering, and we will be offering the next head coach without that individual actually coming to campus. So we are finding creative ways to continue that. We're unbelievably excited about the response to this position. Wrestling folks all over the country view this as a unbelievable opportunity, and we're seeing that in the quality of the candidates that have come forward. So very excited about it, moving it forward and doing it in a very different way than we would normally.
Scott, the final thing, we hope to have ongoing conversations. You are with so many, and we thank you for carving out some time for us to speak to Beaver Nation in this podcast format. Football, we just all are so excited about year three and what's ahead for Jonathan and the attractive schedule that's being offered. So I'm with you in hoping and believing somehow that that's all going to play out. One of the things you were excited about, some momentum being evident, not only in the program specifically, but with the Reser Stadium project. It, again, prioritizing, as you've already said, I mean, that can't be the number one thing you're working on right now, but it still has to be an important piece of your overall vision. So something such as big as that, where does that kind of fit, and how do you feel about that right now, Scott?
Yeah, those are the types of things, and that one is a big one, that we keep moving, and we will continue to work towards, obviously, adjustments on the way, given what's happened, whether it's to the financial markets or other. We've got to be nimble and creative, but we are absolutely moving that forward. We'll continue to, stay on track with our plan as it relates to timeframes and whatnot, and until we're not. And I've got every hope that and confidence that we will, at the end of at some point in time, this will be behind us. And what we can't do is let up on those things that are critical to our future success because of what is a very impactful and significant issue, but a shorter-term issue. We've got to continue to keep those long-term plans in place and keep grinding on them, and we are.
Scott, thank you for making time for us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
Appreciate you guys. Go Beavs.
Thank you. Scott Barnes joining us on this week's edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast, also brought to you by our friends at Visit Corvallis, visitcorvallis.com. Now, that's probably not the best time to be saying come visit Corvallis, but you understand the point, because there will come a point, again, where we're inviting everybody to come to Reser for football. We believe there will anyway.
That's Beaver, a great
those
point.
Days. But visit Corvallis, experience Beaver game day fun in Corvallis, extend your stay, take in all the Willamette Valley has to offer and its abundant offerings, and visit Corvallis can help you enjoy your stay even more. Visit Corvallis.com. Come for the game and stay to play, and one more we appreciate.
Well, and this was just recent because there were pitching changes, and Lacrosse Boots was a fine sponsor right. on Beaver Baseball for the pitching change. Lacrosse Boots, done right since 1897.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us, and we'll be back, we believe, with another edition next week of the Beaver Sports Podcast. So long, everybody.
This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hom Kombucha. It's feel-good, taste-good kombucha, packed with probiotics and boosted with B12 vitamins, brewed in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.